99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump hosts Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky today at the White House. On Thursday, the president spoke with Russia's Vladimir Putin for more than 2 hours and said the sides agreed to high-level talks next week. The U.S. continues to escalate tensions in the Caribbean. A U.S. official says the military conducted another airstrike targeting a suspected drug vessel in the region. The tensions are focused on Venezuela, says ABC's Martha Raddatz.
Trump blames Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro for drugs coming into the U.S. and is trying to pressure him to step down. The administration offering $50 million for information leading to his arrest and conviction on drug charges.
John Bolton's the latest critic of former President Trump to face criminal charges, indicted on 18 counts related to mishandling classified information. He has denied wrongdoing. He served as national security advisor in the first Trump White House. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Wisconsin is again ending the budget year with more money than it expected. The Legislative Fiscal Bureau says the state will end the year with a general fund surplus of over $4.5 billion. It's almost $270 million more than expected. The state brought in over $22 billion in taxes. That's up about 5% from last year. Governor Tony Evers wants to move forward with plans for Wisconsin prisons. Evers wants Republicans on the State Building Commission to sign off on $15 million set aside for the Department of Corrections to implement a $535 million plan he introduced as part of his budget plan in February. And firing a football coach doesn't come cheap. The Wisconsin State Journal has determined that the buyout Badgers coach Luke Fickell would be owed if he's let go following this Saturday's game against Ohio State would be about $28 million. Fickell's the highest paid state employee with an annual salary of over $7.5 million.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Partly sunny, a bit breezy, and warm for mid-October with highs in the mid-70s. Tonight, showers becoming likely, perhaps a thunderstorm or two as well, with lows in the mid-50s. On Saturday, mostly sunny with highs in the low to mid-70s. The bathroom you always wanted, interest and payment free for 18 months. Call Bath Planet at 800-329-4115. Right now, it's 60 degrees.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Good Friday morning. Dave Grant joining you, 6:04 with Foreigner on Max FM.
Standing in the rain with his head hung low. Couldn't get a ticket. It was a sold-out show. Heard the roar of the crowd. He could picture the scene.
Just blew him away. Saw stars in his eyes. And the very next day, bought a beat-up seat. There's no stopping us now.
I got it on all day.
It gets me through my day.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. And if the elevator tries to break you down, go crazy, punch a higher floor. If you don't like the world you're living in, take a look around. At least you got friends. I call my old lady, for a friendly word. She picked up the phone, dropped it on the floor. That's all I heard. I'm gonna let the elevator break us down. Oh no, let's go. Let's go crazy. Let's get nuts. Just look for the purple, but then I did it. Put us in the truck.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant. We're going crazy with Prince at 6:12 on Friday morning. Yes, it is Friday morning, everybody. The weekend is almost in sight. Looking forward to that. Let's take a look at our weather forecast. Today, a chance of isolated showers to start our day, turning partly sunny with a high of 77 degrees. Winds gust 10 to 15, up to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms with a low of 55. On Saturday, a slight chance of showers in the morning. It will be mostly sunny, a high of 73. Saturday night, shower chances return with the possibility of a thunderstorm with a low of 44. On Sunday, mostly cloudy to start our day, gradually clearing with a high of 58. Winds 15 to 20 miles per hour, gusting as high as 30 miles per hour on Sunday. Sunday night, that low is 38 degrees. Looking ahead into next week, we see highs in the low 60s and then getting into the 50s. 50s with lows in the 30s next week. Currently, it is 59 degrees outside the Weicker Gray Day building with a few sprinkles and the Max FM studios. Very happy to walk out this morning and not need a coat. I was very much enjoying that this morning and very happy a coat was not needed to start my day. You know what else is great to start the day? Books. We have the Wisconsin Book Fest. This is a free four-day festival in Madison that celebrates every type of reader. Whether you're into mind racing mysteries, great birding guides, speculative sci-fi memoirs, you're sure to find an author to obsess over. This is so cool. Join us October 23rd through the 26th for dozens of author readings, discussions, book signings, and more. Head to max.fm to check out the full event lineup. And don't forget to make some space on your shelves for your new favorites. Maybe you'll find a great speculative sci-fi or even a music memoir. Again, go to max.fm for more information. And speaking of books, it's all things book to start our day. We have our big deal of the day over at max.fm, bigdeals.com. We have half off a $20 certificate towards books at Main Street Books in Reedsburg. That certificate today only, no code required, just $10. Main Street Books has used books for sale and exchange. They also sell a variety of bookmarks, postcards, book pins, and other treasures. Main Street Books, quality used books at half the price, keeping the read in Reedsburg one book at a time. This is a $20 certificate towards any book in the store, and certificate may only be used for books. Head over to maxfmbigdeals.com, shop local, save big to take advantage of this offer. I've got to get one of those today. That is on my list of things to do today. I forgot to do it last time and not going to forget today. So yes, that is our big deal of the day. I love our big deals of the day. Sometimes they're food items. Sometimes they're things like books. I mean, this is a very good one. So check this out again over at maxfmbigdeals.com. A high school teacher filed a police report after a student stole a Hello Kitty Funko Pop figure from her desk. I'm not sure what that is, so I'm going to have to go look at that. Now, she said it's really not about the money. She's upset because a third grade student bought it for her with their own money. Do you think she should have called the cops? Here she is on TikTok telling her story.
My third grade student bought it for me 6 years ago when I was a third grade teacher because he knew how much I loved Hello Kitty. The worth of this collectible is quite a bit, and it's not even just about the money, it's just the value of this item. The consequences, I definitely am going to get the police involved if necessary, because I'm just like, it's just worth so much that it just really irritates me and upsets me and hurts my feelings even more that like someone really took this.
So yes, this was a teacher filing a police report after her Hello Kitty Funko Pop figure was stolen from her desk. She was given that when she was a third grade teacher by a third grade student. What are your thoughts on this? Do you think she should have called law enforcement? And I'm curious. You can text me and let me know your thoughts. 608-355-9970, or you can text via the free Civic Media app. Now, what we don't know is what grade she's currently teaching or anything along those lines. And so that is what I'm kind of curious about, too. Is this an older student? And so that part I'm still trying to find out. And she was so touched by that gesture. She kept it in that box for years, then decided to take out in 2024 and display it on her desk in a new high school classroom as part of a Hello Kitty theme for that year. So this was a high school student that apparently did this, and the stunt teacher was definitely hurt by this, and she decided that she should call law enforcement. So I'm curious what your thoughts are. Would you call law enforcement over this? 608-355-9970. Over 14.6 million views on her video. So yeah, definitely an interesting way to start our day. Here is Phil Collins, You Can't Hurry, Hurry Love, 618 on Max FM. 90s and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant at 6:24 on Friday morning. Beautiful morning to start the day. We'll have a full look at our weather forecast in just moments. Starting tonight, it is Jane's Journey Home for Dogs Haunted Trail for Senior Dogs. That is happening tonight and tomorrow. E12367 County W Road, right here in Baraboo. You can support Jane's Home Journey Home for Dogs, those senior dogs that are in hospice that they take care of. This is such an important part of taking care of our animals and those animals in need. And Jane's Journey Home is doing this tonight to raise funds to support these senior dogs. Max FM and Civic Media is proud to be a sponsor of this event. And there will also be trick-or-treating tomorrow as well. So again, Jane's Journey Home, Haunted Trail for Senior Dogs tonight and tomorrow. Go over to Jane's Journey Home for Dogs Facebook page for more information. It's just $20 per person to get in. Groups of six or more, $100 get you in. And there'll be a free trick-or-treat for the kids tomorrow with a donation as well. And Jane's Journey Home for Dogs is a nonprofit organization providing hospice care in a rural home-like setting for senior dogs. So go check this out. Please consider a donation and please help them out. For more information, you can call them 608-408-0632. Now, there's a mysterious pumpkin that appears every fall high atop the spire at the University of Montana's main hall. Now, it's unclear who does it, but it's so dangerous that the school has tried hiring pros to do it to keep students from getting hurt. Here's an anonymous climber talking about putting the pumpkin on the spire. Of note, his voice has been altered to hide his identity.
The climb itself is pretty intimidating. I almost worked up the cojones to do it. Multiple lookouts all throughout campus, middle of the night, and then two climbers up top. Everybody looking out for UMPD with radios or group texts and what have you. The university has hired some outsourced people to put it up safely and not put students at risk. But being climbers, we still try to race them to do it first.
So yes, this happens every year at Montana, and these kids climb up and do this, and it sounds like it is pretty dangerous to say the least. And so then they've hired professionals, but the kids still do it. This has been a 30-year mystery, and looking at this spire, no way. Like Killian and I were talking yesterday with that crane. No, thank you. Basically, it sounds like they have multiple lookouts throughout the campus in the middle of the night. Two climbers climb up to the top of it, and that is what they do. It is insane. I can't believe these kids are doing this. There must be a guidebook on how to properly do this. I would never encourage this type of behavior either. I mean, there's always some sort of shenanigans, but yes, no, thank you. Not my cup of tea. I get that this has been an ongoing prank for 30 years. Yeah, I think I'd find better ways to have a prank, just saying, or something maybe a lot easier. You can text and let me know your thoughts, 608-355-9970. Or as always, you can text in via for the free Civic Media app. Look for Max the Mouse. Tap on 99.7 Max FM and tap that text button. Coming up, we're going to have a look at local sports, regional sports, and weather on Max FM.
Oakwood Fruit Farm is bursting with the flavors of fall. Check out Honeycrisp, Cortland McIntosh, and many more apples. The bakery's in full swing with fresh apple cider donuts, take and bake pies ready for your oven, gooey caramel apples. While you're there, stock up on fresh apple cider, cranberries, pumpkin, squash, and other seasonal treats. And here's the cherry. Oh, apple on top. Every Tuesday, take 10% off all apple purchases. Celebrate the taste of fall at Oakwood Fruit Farm, where every bite tastes like autumn.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today, like the Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor, the number one selling subcompact tractor in the U.S., Z Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment with 0% financing available or save up to $4,500. Now through December 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Stop by McFarland's in Sauk City or go to McFarland'sKubota.com for details. It's time to roll up your sleeves and get your shots. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Viking Pharmacy, and Community Pharmacy are now scheduling flu and COVID shots. Protect yourself and your loved ones by getting these essential vaccines. It's quick, easy, and the best way to keep those pesky bugs at bay. Go online to ramchealth.com to schedule your appointment. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
At U.S. Cellular, you can get four free phones of your choice and four lines for just $90 with no trade-in.
I'll send a phone to each of my four daughters to see who calls me first. I can only pay for one of their weddings.
Four lines for $90 a month and four of the latest phones for free. And we'll pay off your current contract when you switch. U.S. Cellular, now part of T-Mobile.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. That's right. We'll pay off your current contract, so switching has never been easier. Let our helpful staff assist you at U.S. Cellular, now part of T-Mobile, in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
Hi, this is Sarah from the Jeweler's Edge in downtown Baraboo, inviting you to join us for our fall vintage and estate jewelry sale Friday, October 17th and Saturday, October 18th from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. If you love vintage and estate jewelry, don't miss this sale. Many pieces starting at just $300. Preview some of our stunning pieces by following us on Facebook and Instagram. The Jeweler's Edge Vintage and Estate Jewelry Sale, October 17th and 18th at 416 Oak Street in downtown Baraboo. See you soon.
This is Killian with your Max FM Sports Report. Tonight for football games in the area, Sauk Prairie will play Edgewood, Wisconsin Dells will play Waupun, Portage will play Mount Horeb, Baraboo will play Sparta, and Reedsburg will play Toma. This is the last week of the regular season for high school football, so next week we'll be looking at playoff seeding and matchups for that. This was Killian with your Max FM Sports Report.
Another loss for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. In the National League Series, the Dodgers down the Brewers again, this time 3-1. And to make matters worse, Milwaukee slugger Jackson Chourio had to leave the game in the seventh inning, re-injuring his strained right hamstring. Pat Murphy with the update.
Chourio's had a continual cramps in his hamstring. He feels like he's going to be okay, so I'm hopeful.
So the Brewers down now 3-0. Game four is tonight. Football, the Badgers and Ohio State Buckeyes kick off at 2:30 tomorrow afternoon at Camp Randall Stadium. The Packers play the Cardinals in Arizona on Sunday. NBA, the Bucks getting ready for their season opener next week.
You know, you got 5 days, get your legs back under you, get back into a great spot mentally, physically, and then it's time to roll. Once the season starts, the first 10, 11 games, like every other day or something like that. So I think it's vital that guys get their legs up under them, get their win back and things like that.
That's the Bucks' Bobby Portis with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Borbins. Partly sunny, a bit breezy, and warm for mid-October with highs in the mid-70s. Tonight, showers becoming likely, perhaps a thunderstorm or two as well, with lows in the mid-50s. On Saturday, mostly sunny, with highs in the low to mid-70s. The bathroom you always wanted, interest and payment free for 18 months. Call Bath Planet at 800-329-4115. Currently, it's 59.
No, radio's not dead. But a lot of other stations sure smell that way. We're your fresh choice. 99.7 Max FM.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave Grant on your Friday morning 6:35 with the Red Hot Chili Peppers on Max FM.
Scott tissue that I wish you saw. Sarcastic Mr. Know-It-All. I'll close your eyes and I'll kiss you, cause with the birds I'll share. With the birds I'll share this. Up, bro. I'm falling all over myself to lift your heart and case your hill. Cause with the birds of shed, it's a lonely view. With the birds of shed, it's a lonely view. With the birds of shed, it's a lonely view.
To the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant hanging out with you on Friday morning. It is 6:39 a.m. It is a beautiful morning out there. I went out there without a coat, just came back from being out there. Beautiful out there. Isolated showers to start our morning, partly sunny, a high of 77. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms are likely with the low of 55. Tomorrow morning, a slight chance of showers to start our day, becoming mostly sunny and beautiful, high of 73. Saturday night, shower and thunderstorm chances return with a low of 44. On Sunday, it'll be mostly cloudy to start our day, gradually clearing in the afternoon with a high of 58. Winds will be 15 to 20 miles per hour, gusting up to 30 miles per hour on Sunday afternoon. Looking at the next week, Monday mostly sunny, a high of 67. By Tuesday, we have highs in the 50s, lows in the 30s. Currently 58 degrees outside of the Weicker Gray Day building in the Max FM studios. At the corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo, I just came in from being outside, and yeah, not bad out there. Not even any sprinkles. Definitely a beautiful morning to start the day. Pretty quiet in downtown Baraboo as well. Tonight and tomorrow night, it is the Macabre Theater 13 reunited, and it feels so good. Cab Theater presents two nights of ghoulishly giddy, silly, and scary one-act plays written and performed by local talent. Tonight, 7 p.m. Tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Cost is just $7. Go to cabtheater.org for details. Some adult themes and language, so it is a PG-13 rating. So again, the Macabre Theater 13 reuniting, and it feels so ghoul tonight and tomorrow. 7 p.m., $7, Circus World Museum. We will have Rhonda in at 7:30 to talk about this as well. This is just something that's pretty neat. Local writers, local artists, and it's happening tonight and tomorrow night. Go check it out. Just $7 for some entertainment, and I know they'll have food and beverages available as well. Now, this is kind of interesting. Want to hear what it sounds like when Chrissy Hynde and the Pretenders and Julian Lennon cover one of John Lennon's Beatles songs? Here they are on Chrissy's new album, Duets Special. It just dropped today. It's Only Love Was on the Beatles' Rubber Soul album on the U.S. So again, this is Julian Lennon covering a Beatles classic with Chrissy Hynde. This is this is unbelievable.
So shy when I'm beside you. It's only love and that is all. Why should I feel the way I do? It's only love and that is all. But it's so hard loving you. Is it right that you and I should fight?
So again, this is Chrissy Hynde and Julian Lennon covering the Beatles classic, and this is going to appear on Chrissy's new album, Duets and Duets Special. It is just dropped today. You just got to hear it this morning, a little bit of it. She also does duets with Debbie Harry, Brandon Flowers, Katie Lang, Lucinda Williams, Shirley Mason, and more. The album is not overproduced, just simple arrangements, focusing on the vocal styles of each singer. So yeah, if you want to go get this today, it's Chrissy's new album, Duets Special. That is pretty cool to hear that. And you know, I think they did a very good job covering it, and it's one of those that is not, like is mentioned, it's not overproduced. It is just right. You can hear all the vocals, and I just absolutely love it. I'm gonna have to go check that out as well. Coming up, we are gonna have a look at our community calendar that is brought to you by our good friends at Pizza Ranch at Baraboo. And we're also going to have some great music with Rick Springfield and Kenny Loggins on Max FM. Hungry for a deal that will make your taste buds dance? Swing by Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. This month, grab a large specialty pizza for just $12.99 or two medium pizzas for $22. Got little ranch hands? Kids eat free on Tuesday nights. And don't forget, Thursday is wing night. Saucy, spicy, and oh so delicious. Find Pizza Ranch at 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo or give them a call at 608-448-2215. That's Pizza Ranch, where every bite is a home run.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. It's time once again for the Fall Art Tour. This will be happening Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 17th through the 19th, from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. This self-guided driving tour will take you to the private studios of fine artists all around the Baraboo, Spring Green, Dodgeville, and Mineral Point areas. These artists and craftsmen include painters, sculptors, potters, weavers, jewelers, goldsmiths, glass artists, woodworkers, quilters, and more. Excellent maps and signs will guide you through the countryside at the height of the fall season. As you meet and talk with the artists, watch them demonstrate their work and see artworks being created. There'll also be a wide variety of artwork available for purchase at every price range. Again, this is going to be happening Friday through Sunday, the 17th, 18th, and 19th from 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Find all the details and get that map by going to fallarttour.com. And on Saturday, October 18th, Mirror Lake State Park will be hosting their Halloween Mystery Candlelight Hike. Hike along an easy one-mile torchlit trail and discover clues to help solve the mystery of who the special guest is, and then meet them at the end. When you're not on the trail, you can enjoy hot chocolate and goodies around a roaring campfire. It's a free event, but a state park sticker is required. This will be happening on Saturday, October 18th, and it starts at 6 p.m. And on Wednesday, October 22nd, there's going to be a crime and safety meeting. This will be held at 6:30 at Relly's Tray Bistro and Speakeasy, hosted by Amber Giddings. Opportunity to discuss business and crime, as well as safety issues in the city of Baraboo. It's a chance to get citizens engaged, to talk about the police department, and build positive community relations. Again, this will be held at 6:30. That's at 106 4th Avenue in Baraboo on October 22nd. And as always, you can see the full community calendar at our website, max.fm. And if you have an event you want added, send an email to info@max.fm.
Big deals. Today's big deal of the day, Main Street Books. This fall, curl up with an apple cider and a good book from this downtown Reedsburg gem, celebrating 17 years. Their bargain cart is always available to help you support local causes. Keeping the Reed in Reedsburg one book at a time, visit Main Street Books. Go to maxfmbigdeals.com right now and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only at MaxFM Big Deals.
Celebrate the beauty of fall at Harvest Fest this Saturday from 10 to 4 at the Foxfire Building, 129 3rd Avenue in downtown Baraboo. Enjoy a cozy day filled with live music, local artisans and makers in the loft, and seasonal specials from River Floral Gift and Johnny Girls Boutique. Sip a handcrafted coffee from Frenchie Press, shop heirloom pumpkins and fresh picked apples, and soak up all the fall vibes in downtown Baraboo. That's Harvest Fest this Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Foxfire Building, presented by River Floral Gift and Johnny Girls Boutique.
Orthopedic pain, unfortunately, doesn't just go away on its own. At SSM Health, we're focused on your future well-being. If you're suffering from an orthopedic injury or discomfort, contact SSM Health's board-certified surgeons, specially trained providers, and therapists. We'll partner with you from diagnosis, during treatment, and throughout rehabilitation. Are you ready to enjoy an active lifestyle again? Call SSM Health Orthopedics to schedule an appointment. 99.7 Max FM.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. Lately something's changed, it ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I wanna make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night. Play along with the charade. There doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night.
Where can I find a woman?
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave Grant. 6:51 on Friday morning. Unfortunately, the Brewers did not pull off a victory in Los Angeles last night. One score last night. They've scored 3 runs in the whole series of with the Dodgers. They've got to pull off that victory tonight to get even a chance. Here's Kenny Loggins on Max FM.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's former National Security Advisor John Bolton's been indicted on 18 felony counts involving mishandling classified information. Bolton denies wrongdoing, calling this a further weaponization. His lawyer says Bolton kept private diaries. ABC legal analyst Brian Buckmeyer said,
within this indictment, it says that none of the 18 counts in the indictment are associated with information that came out from the memoir. Instead, it's about information that was allegedly sent to two individuals within his family, as well as this alleged leak that Iran might picked up.
Today, President Trump will host Ukrainian President Zelensky at the White House one day after he spoke with Russia's Vladimir Putin and agreed to another round of high-level talks. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he'll send the National Guard to Austin tomorrow ahead of planned No Kings anti-Trump protests in the city. And Britain's prime minister says he's angered by a decision from a soccer team banning Israeli fans from attending a game next month. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Wisconsin is again ending the budget year with more money than it expected. The Legislative Fiscal Bureau says the state will end the year with a general fund surplus of over $4.5 billion. That's almost $270 million more than expected. The state brought in over $22 billion in taxes. That's up about 5% from last year. Governor Tony Evers wants to move forward with plans for Wisconsin prisons. Evers wants Republicans on the State Building Commission to sign off on $15 million set aside for the Department of Corrections to implement a $535 million plan he introduced as part of his budget plan in February. And firing a football coach doesn't come cheap. The Wisconsin State Journal has determined that the buyout Badgers coach Luke Fickell would be owed if he's let go following this Saturday's game against Ohio State would be about $28 million. Fickell's the highest paid state employee with an annual salary of over $7.5 million.